Our last student preacher this morning is Charlotte Burton. She's going to be sharing God's word with us. So pray with me, please. God, we lift up Charlotte to you and pray that you would just make yourself known through her words and her thoughts as she shares with us this morning what you've been up to in her life. Just give her peace of mind, God, as she shares. It's no easy thing to preach and speak in front of an audience, and I ask that you would just bless her, God, that we would be able to hear clearly not only her words, but the deep truth behind them, and you would make yourself known this morning, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Bear with me. I'm kind of a crybaby, so I'll try my best to make it through this without too many tears, but I have a tissue this time, so hopefully it'll be better than last service. I'm Charlotte Burton, and today I'm going to be talking about two different passages from Hebrews, chapter 11 and 12. So please pray with me. Dear God, we know that we are all on a journey. At times, we don't know where you have us headed, but we know that we can trust that you will guide us and lead us. Be with us today as you teach us more about our own journeys. Amen. So first verse is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, and it says, "By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going." And then my second verse is chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." I think a lot of times in life, we may or may not know where God is leading us, but we have to trust that he has a plan and knows how he's going to get us to the end goal. We get lost along the way and don't always know where we are going. I guess that many of you in this room have been at a point in your life when you thought to yourself, "What am I doing, and where is God in all of this?" Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about journeys. We all go through different journeys that are special to us and in regards to our relationship with God. My journey with God started like many other kids growing up at Columbia. I'm a pretty typical church kid who has gone through all the stages of Sunday school, Kingdom Kids, youth group, and learned from many amazing people along the way, such as Miss Sharon, Anna, Jim, and Matt, but also so many of you in the congregation who came alongside me throughout my journey, from being a secret pal to teaching me how to use power tools at work camp. Thank you, Jerry and Brian. For so many others, Columbia is a safe place. It's my family and my rock. So many of you have loved me from the day I was born, and you are truly family. When I look out into this congregation, I see so many familiar faces who loved me, and I thank God every day for that. The one thing that I've always been pushed to do, and I believe many other people have been pushed to do as well, is to take leaps of faith. We're all called to branch out of our safe community and trust God to lead us to it. The first time I really felt God to put this on my heart was after both my brother and my best friend Emma had graduated. These two people are forever and will be two of the most important people in my life. Sorry. I relied on them tremendously, each of them, to guide me. They were my main reason for staying connected to Columbia as we got older. Whew. When I realized they were going to be gone away at college, I was lost. It was the last Sunday that they attended that I realized, or that it really hit me. I felt so alone. After that, I stopped going to youth group. I didn't feel connected to Columbia anymore, and I felt myself slipping away from the very God that I thought had been so present in my life before. Then I began to realize God's presence in my life wasn't necessarily my own faith. Rather, it was a connection to Emma and Nicholas. I wasn't even really sure what I believed or if I had a connection with God at all. That summer, after Emma graduated, I somewhat randomly got connected to a group of kids that were headed to Guatemala to work at an orphanage. I knew where I was going, but I had no idea what to expect. I knew nothing about Guatemala other than it was a poor country. The trip, to say the least, was amazing. When we arrived, we stayed at a private orphanage and spent our days playing with the kids who lived there. I began to see the light of God in the people who served the children on a daily basis by loving them and caring for them as if they were their own children. The children themselves were filled with joy, even though their parents weren't there to take care of them. They knew they were loved, and they passed that love on to us. We then had the opportunity to visit the state orphanage. That was very different and very hard to see. Conditions were terrible. The day we visited, the orphanage had ran out of diapers, and one room that we spent most of our time in was a room full of kids with physical and mental disabilities. And all the children were just laying on the ground. They didn't have enough cribs for any of them to be in. And basically what they asked us to do was just to go in and sit with the kids and hold them and just give them physical touch and love, which was something they never got before, many of them. And I could feel that God was calling me to be there for those kids. And in that moment, I really felt God's presence. I began to feel God showing me that he did, in fact, have a place for me in his kingdom and on this journey. This was my first little taste of independence and self-discovery of my faith that God was pushing me towards. When I came back home, the reality of senior year took over and life got busy again. Summer came and went, and Emma had gone off to college, and now it was my turn to start my own college decision journey. The first thing I did when I was able to start applying for colleges was, of course, apply to the very college that my brother and best friend were at. I would be back with my people. It seemed to be the easy path to take, but a very small part of me kept saying, no, this isn't the place for you. I know now that God was pushing me down a different path. I knew I wouldn't be able to get the education that I was hoping for at SPU, and the idea of studying marine biology at Hawaii had always been a dream of mine. But there was one thing holding me back, the unknown. I knew that I needed to make my own way and continue to find my path with God. If I went to SPU, yes, I would have been with my best friend and my brother, my people. But I don't think I would have been able to continue on my own path that God was trying to push me down. Many of us feel conflicted like this on a regular basis, and it's one of the most hardest things to overcome. As you can guess, I did take that leap of faith, and I applied to the University of Hawaii at Manoa. At the time, I thought, who knows, I probably wouldn't get accepted, and then I'd go to SPU, and everything would be great. Well, that, of course, wasn't the case again. Not only did I get accepted to the University of Hawaii, but I also got a scholarship that would just about cut my tuition in half. God was telling me, giving me all the signs that this was the right place for me and that he would be there every step of the way. I think from the short 19 years of experience I've had on this crazy planet, one thing God has taught me is to have faith. Looking back over the past few years, I had lost my faith, and the journey that God led me on had begun to slowly rekindle that faith. We all face many different types of unknowns. Every day. For my peers, it's often things such as, am I going to the right college? Am I going to graduate? What are my plans for the future? For many parents of graduates, they're thinking many of the same things. Is my kid going to graduate? Are they going to the right college? And what am I going to do when my baby leaves the nest? In our own world today, many people question the fate of our country and its current administration, why heinous acts of terrorism keep occurring, and what, if anything, is there that I can do to share God's love? We all have times of doubt and times when we question the very God that put us on this earth. I know I've had many of those moments in my life where I question God. In today's world, it's hard to see God's work and to see that he is with us. But we were reminded in Hebrews to go by faith into the unknown. Set your eyes to Jesus, because he will lead the way through the darkness, through the darkest and most confusing times in our lives. I want to push you today to do the same. Walk with me and walk with this community at Columbia and take that step into the unknown. Amen.